going to go off to a different land, you might as well hippity hoppity, I think. It's, yeah, as we were talking before, it's better than cruising. Sure. One of the options. Good morning and welcome. We have book picks this week. We're excited. It seems like we didn't have a Monday because we had a holiday, but today is Tuesday, and that's the day that we welcome a independent bookseller to come in and to tell us great books that they have found and to share with us. This morning, we welcome Sadie Trombetta to the program. She is here from Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts, and she has an amazing list for us, and we welcome her to the program this morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Very nice to have you on the program. We welcome you, and thank you for all your hard work of digging up some good titles to tell us about. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I'm really excited to talk about Everywhere You Don't Belong by Gabriel Bump. This is a debut novel, and it's actually our February 1st Editions Club pick for the store. It's just a really wonderful book. It's one that I picked up, started reading the first few pages of thinking, you know, I'll put it down, and I sat down and read it all in one day pretty much.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's one of those that you just want to live in the world that it's created. So it follows protagonist Claude McKay Love. He is a Black kid in Chicago, and his parents leave him pretty early on in the hands of his grandmother, who is hilarious and foul-mouthed and endlessly quotable. So we see him as he learns to deal with life, a lot of things every one of us deals with, figuring out who your friends are, finding those first crushes. But we also see him as he deals with prejudice and racism, police and gang violence. When he tries to leave it all behind and go off to college out of state, he kind of learns that there are certain parts of your past that stay with you no matter where you go. It's funny, but it's also moving, and a lot of people say unputdownable, but this one really is.
Everywhere You Don't Belong. It is a debut novel by Gabriel Bump.
Uh-huh. And we are actually having Gabriel Bump at the store on Wednesday, the 26th at 7 p.m. So read this novel, come hear him talk about it.
Excellent. Everywhere You Don't Belong. All right.
So the next one is a totally different direction. It's called Upright Women Wanted by Sarah Gailey. This is a fantastic pulp Western about queer identity. So Sarah Gailey, I loved her previous book, Magic for Liars. It really turned the idea of the chosen one on its head. And this one kind of plays with genre in a similar way. So it's set in a future America Southwest, and it's about a girl who is fleeing an arranged marriage. It was a marriage between her and her best friend's ex. Her best friend was hung for crimes against the state, and she can't deal with her past, so she takes off and heads out into the West to join this gang of librarians. So this novel has everything. It has bandits and spies, corrupt sheriffs, queer and gender nonconforming librarians. There's a hint of romance. There's humor. There's action. It's just really super fun and very unexpected. And I know that Susanna from Oblong Books was plugging Libro FM a couple weeks ago. And I have to say that this book makes a fantastic audiobook. It's quick, it's fun, it's entertaining, and you can listen to it in less than 4 hours.
And it's Upright Women Wanted.
So the next one is nonfiction. It's called The Genius of Women by Janice Kaplan. There are some books that you pick up and you're going to sit down and read in one sitting. This isn't one of them, but that's not to say it's not great. This is a fantastic book to keep on your shelf and pull down when you need some inspiration. So it's, you know, sets out to set the record straight about genius. There's this idea that we all kind of have that genius is something reserved for men. But Kaplan turns that up on its head by using memoir, narrative journalism to tell the stories of women's achievements in everything from music and art to robotics and chemistry. And her argument is that, you know, women have talent. They're just rarely recognized or supported or rewarded for that talent. So she talks about modern geniuses like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Donna Strickland, but she also talks about, you know, people we probably forgot or maybe never heard of, like Maria Anna Mozart and Claire Peters. So it's a really smart collection, and it's something to keep by your bedside when you're feeling a little down.
The name of the book is Genius, The Genius of Women, and it's by Janice Kaplan. All right.
So the next one's nonfiction as well. This is Something That Will Shock and Discredit You by Daniel Mallory Ortberg. Ortberg is one of my favorite writers. He co-founded The Toast. He's a Slate advice columnist. But what I love most is his fairy tale remixes and his book, The Merry Spinster. which blends genre and plays with genre in such a fantastic way. And this new book does too. It blends memoir and personal essay, cultural criticism, and just some really hilarious pop culture takes. And it kind of dives into a little bit of everything. There's an essay about HGTV's House Hunters. There's something about the classic TV show The Golden Girls. But Daniel also talks about Lord Byron. And what makes this collection truly special is Ortberg's writing on coming out as trans. So between The Merry Spinster and this new book, Daniel came out as trans and uses this book to talk a lot about that process, coming to terms with faith and, you know, his changing relationships with women and what coming out as trans has kind of shifted in him. It's beautiful and it's lyrical and it's really, really smart.
The name of the book is Something That Will Shock and Discredit You by Daniel Mallory Ortberg. All right.
Okay, so the next one I was thinking a lot about while I was driving here through the snow. It's called Saint X.
And thank you for driving through the snow to get here, by the way. We're sorry about that.
Oh, I'll drive anywhere to talk about books.
Okay, all right.
So very nice. Saint X by Alexis Shetkin, and this is also a debut. So it's set on a fictional Caribbean island, and it follows this 7-year-old girl whose college-age sister disappears while they're on a family vacation. Her body's found on a nearby island, and it looks like maybe two of these resort workers were involved, but they're never charged. So then we flash forward to the present day, and the 7-year-old girl is now an adult, and she runs into one of the men that she thinks may be involved in her sister's murder. So she starts to totally obsess about it. She starts to stalk him. And what looks like a classic romantic thriller quickly reveals itself to be something totally different. It's this smart and engaging commentary on the genre itself, but also on the relationship between the working class and the privileged 1%.
And how do you pronounce the last name? Alexis
Shetkin? Shetkin, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, didn't want to get in trouble. Alexis Shetkin, and the name of the book is Saint X. And it's just out this week.
Just out today.
Actually, today, yeah,
yeah, today. So the last one I want to talk about isn't out yet. It comes out March 24th, and it's called Enter the Aardvark.
Oh, Enter the Aardvark. Okay.
Yes, by Jessica Anthony. So this is a book that I just started, but I already want to talk about it. It's a short novel. It's slim, but it packs big humorous punches. So it's about this congressman who one day mysteriously discovers a stuffed aardvark on his doorstep. And he goes out and is determined to find out where it came from, who gave it to him, why it has entered his life. And the reason that this is just such a salve for me right now is because it talks about politics, but not the way that we're hearing politics talked about every day. So you kind of get to see this fun side of Washington, which feels a little refreshing. But it's also really well written. It's really engaging. And I highly recommend checking that out when it comes out on March 24th.
This is a taxidermied aardvark?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
So
A stuffed aardvark.
So basically, you know, what would you do if you found some sort of taxidermied animal on your front porch?
Yeah, I don't know. And he's a Republican congressman and running for reelection and has a secret.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Don't want to give too much away.
And an aardvark, a taxidermied aardvark. So what more could you possibly want in
exactly.
a novel? What else is going on at the Odyssey? Anything else you want to tell us about?
Well, we have some pretty exciting things. We always have authors visiting. So Janice Kaplan, actually, I forgot to mention, is going to be doing an event with us this Wednesday at the South Hadley Public Library. So that's the author of The Genius of Women. So she'll be in talking about all of those fantastic females that we may or may not know about and their inspiring stories. So that's this Wednesday at the South Hadley Public Library at 7 o'clock, and it's free and open to the public.
And the date for the Gabriel Bump interview or event again is?
That's Wednesday, February 26th, and that's at 7 p.m. at the store.
Excellent. You can find out more information about all of these events by going to their website. It's odysseybks.com, odysseybks.com, or for goodness sakes, go visit them. They're right on in South Hadley. 9 College Street is the address. The Odyssey Bookstore in South Hadley, Massachusetts. 9 College Street in South Hadley or online, odysseybks.com. Sadie Trombetta, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you. Thank you for making the trek. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.